it's something that should have been put behind already. I mean, it's going on. It's 4.5 years, and I would love to get this behind me.
Jennifer West lost her husband, Ernie, in the 2009 crash of Flight 3407 in the town of Clarence. The judge says jury selection will begin March 4th of next year. While West is pleased a trial date has been issued, she remains frustrated.
Personally, you know, a trial, you know, that's, I can't see where they would want to go to trial, Colgan. You know, it doesn't look good for them as far as, you know, especially in Western New York where everybody is so close to this case. But, you know, I would never say no, you know, to talking.
Pinnacle was the parent company of Colgan Air and filed for bankruptcy proceedings last year, delaying the suits. But West described more possible roadblocks that will change the way her lawsuit would be presented. For instance, because part of her husband's trip was to Canada, the company is now seeking to apply a Montreal law in her case.
But apparently that can apply, and they have filed a motion. It's just another thing for them to do to try to whittle down his life's worth, you know, from the other cases that doesn't apply. Because if Montreal law applies, that means you can't play the cockpit recording, you can't show the evidence that's against them as far as, you know, how Renville wasn't supposed to be promoted.
And there were emails in 2008 indicating that the pilot, Captain Marvin Renslow, may have not been qualified to fly the Q400 aircraft, which crashed. About 30 families have already settled with the airline. West and about 10 others remain unsettled. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.